Wednesday, October 11th at Camp David. President called me over at 11:30, went through a whole bunch of miscellaneous things. He wants Ehrlichman to try and get the Congress out Saturday at any cost. That should be our strategy. Also, we should go ahead on the IBM antitrust action, but try to make something out of it so we get credit for attacking business. He's rewritten the letters of endorsement to congressmen and covered those. Likes the idea of Clausen hitting the double standard of the press as far as the sabotage, espionage charges are concerned. They're attacking us for all the things that happen that we apparently do, but they don't take the other side on for the far worse things that they've been doing. Decided to go Sunday on radio from Camp David because he wants to stay in Washington Saturday until Congress goes out, and without telling anybody, plans to go up to the Hill for the adjournment celebration. Then wants to keep Monday free and do stay up at Camp David. He's intrigued with setting up a post-election study on the Olympic Games. Thinks this is a good spot for Bud Wilkinson. He's concerned about how we're going to cut Agnew's staff after the election. Thinks I ought to get Roy Ash in on a crash basis and have him work with me on a one-man basis on what should be done in the White House and other areas. He's concerned about the quality of liquor at the White House. Wants to get started on his phone calls to Senate and House candidates. Want me to follow up with Conley on his view towards strategy, especially on the sabotage espionage charge. Wants Ehrlichman to inform Ray Price subtly of the directions that we are not going to take in the new administration. He thinks Ray's pushing for more new programs and so on, and wants to be sure he's aware that we're not going to be doing that. Wants to use the dirtiest campaign in history theme against them. Keep the vice president on that theme and on the offense, not the defense. Develop a sellout ad on Vietnam. Is concerned that we haven't gotten the major issues across to Clark and John, as evidenced by the cabinet meeting. Wants to be sure we stay with the fundamentals that really matter. Thinks he should not do the Cronkite interview on television, but that we should consider at least having Henry do it. Called in the afternoon to suggest that Colson tried to get Wallace to hit McGovern on his Vietnam sellout, which McGovern did do. Then got into some discussion of the need for a really superb one-hour documentary on Nixon's travels and so forth to be done after the election, better written than the campaign documentaries we've done and so on. End of October 11th.